This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into a time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrill suspense. In an episode that goes back to July 29, 1948, that stars the lady who is considered the first lady of suspense, Agnes Moorehead. This episode is entitled The Yellow Wallpaper.
Suspense. And its 60,000 dealers and service stations bring you radio's outstanding theater of thrills. Starring tonight, Miss Agnes Moorehead, in a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Today, everybody's switching to Autolite, and tonight, Autolite takes pleasure in presenting
Anton Leder's production of the famous short story, The Yellow Wallpaper, starring Agnes Moorehead.
I've never seen a worse wallpaper in my life. All those strangled heads and bulbous eyes and fungus growths seemed to shriek with derision. When we came to this house, the minute I saw it, I made up my mind secretly to start writing again in spite of them. But I don't dare let John know I'm keeping this journal. It's difficult being married to a doctor. John's an excellent doctor, I'm sure, but he's so inconsistent about me. He says I'm not really sick, that I'm only a little run down from caring for the baby, that I have a temporary nervous depression, that he prescribes phosphates or phosphites, I don't know which, and tonics and exercise. And he absolutely forbids me to work until I'm well again. He hates for me to write a word. But writing is such a relief to my mind. I can write down things, tell things here that... No, John says I'm not to brood about those things. I confess they make me feel bad, so I'll only write about the house. I saw it for the first time today. It's the most beautiful place. John rented it for the summer, and we drove up today, a perfect June morning. The bay and the white sails and people already in swimming, and then the shaded lane and the riotous old-fashioned flowers and the gnarly trees and the house. The house standing alone in the summer stillness. I could never tell John, but you know, the house spoke to me. It was only because he rattled on so that I couldn't hear what...
Reminded me of those English places you read about. Gardeners, cottages, and everything, and had only 200 a month.
Hedges and walls and gates that lock, and there's a ghost in it.
Remember, I rented it just for you, darling. And you're going to let Jenny do all the work while you live like a prince. You like it, darling? Speak up.
Yes, John. Yes, it's lovely, but it's strange, as though it might be haunted.
Darling, you've got that look on your face again. That dopey look. Well, Jean is home, has a station wagon, and if I know my dear sister, she's already turned the place inside out and cleaned it top to bottom.
John, is it haunted, do you think?
What? The house?
Uh-huh.
200 a month? Well, that's asking too much of faith. Come on. How about...
You always laugh at anything you can't touch or see or put down in figures. There is something strange about the house, I think.
If you aren't always imagining...
I'm not imagining. One reason I don't get well is that you don't believe me. You don't even believe I'm sick. You tell my friends and relatives. I've heard you. I've heard you that there's nothing wrong.
There is nothing wrong with
you. Is that it again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please don't cry. Now, come along. Let's go inside.
And so I came into this house in tears. It was wrong. It was all wrong. Maybe the house saw me crying, or this room. I got so unreasonably angry with John. I shouldn't, I know. He's so careful and loving, and I repay him so badly. I should control myself, at least in front of him. But it makes me so so tired not to show what I feel. Jenny met us at the door. Naturally, she saw I'd been crying, but she took pains to ignore it.
Well, hello, you two. You're early. You must have started at the crack of dawn. How was the trip?
Made it in less than 2 hours.
They're like as peas in a pod, Jenny and John. Both efficient and kind.
And how did you bear up, Pet?
Oh, very well, thank you, Jenny. Both kind and both somehow cruel. But I don't really think that.
Well, you're just in time for lunch. I bought a flounder down at the wharf and cooked it with capers and cream. Sound good?
Wonderful, Jenny.
May I see the house first?
The whole grand tour? Oh, Pet, the flounder will cook to death.
Well, at least my room.
Our room.
All right, if you insist. But if that fish is spoiled, don't blame me.
Why would I blame her?
Whose room is this, Jenny? Yours?
It's small, but it's near the door and the telephone.
Oh, John, look.
What?
Let's take this one for you and me. I love those roses over the window.
I've already put your things upstairs, Pet.
Well, this has a little porch and such pretty old-fashioned chintz hangs.
Well, you love the room upstairs, darling.
And you can see there's no room in here for two beds.
And I won't hear of being in separate rooms. I'm going to make you rest and take your tonic.
Don and I have talked it all over. And the room at the top of the house has so many windows.
And you know, darling, you must absorb lots of fresh air. Get your appetite back.
They smother me with concern. They crush me with kindness.
Come along. There's a good girl.
All right, you know what's best.
And you're going to like that nursery. It gets loads of sunshine.
Up the steep, narrow stairs, two stories up to the very top of the house. There's a gate at the top that locks. I wonder why. And beyond the gate is the nursery room. This room. It is big and airy, nearly a whole floor with windows that look every way. They say it was a nursery. But what was it, really?
Open them all, Jenny. Wide.
All right.
Well, darling?
Why are the windows barred?
For the little children. Otherwise, they wouldn't be safe.
Oh, yeah. I suppose. Children climb around so, don't they? What are those rings and things in the walls?
Oh, I expect they made it into a gymnasium when the children got older.
A sort of playground.
Oh, they must have hated the wallpaper.
Well, they were rough on it, that's for sure.
The way they've stripped it off in patches. I don't blame them. It's hideous.
Oh, who wants to look at the wallpaper with this view? My, you can see the whole bit.
It's a revolting color. It's unclean. Such a strange, sickish yellow there where the sun's faded it. I never saw worse paper in my life.
Don't dramatize it, darling. You must be hungry, and I know you're tired.
I'm not tired. Why do you both act this way? I say the wallpaper's ugly, and you look at each other. Your eyes shuttle back and forth, and suddenly you both act as though I'd lost my...
Darling, that was something we weren't going to say.
Be a good girl, Pat. We don't act anyway. We just don't want you to worry. We want you to be well.
It's true, that's all they want. John laughs at me, of course, but one expects that in marriage. And he says I have foolish fancies and he sometimes can talk them away, but not this time. No matter what he says, it's a smoldering, sulfurous, unclean, it's hideous wallpaper. No wonder the children scratched at it and stripped it down. No wonder they gouged the plaster with their little fingernails. No wonder they hate it. I hate it myself. And somehow, I feel it hates me.
Suspense, Autolite is bringing you Miss Agnes Moorehead in The Yellow Wallpaper, Autolite's presentation of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
July 29th, 1948, Suspense on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox continues with more suspense, starring Agnes Moorehead, The Yellow Wallpaper, from July 29th, 1948.
And now Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Miss Agnes Moorehead as star in The Yellow Wallpaper. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
We've been here 2 weeks, and I haven't felt like riding again since that first day. I'm sitting by the window now, up in this frightful nursery room. There's nothing to stop my riding as much as I please. John is away all day, and sometimes even at night if he has a serious case. I'm glad my case is not serious. But these nervous troubles can be depressing all the same.
I cry at nothing and cry most of the time. John doesn't know how much I suffer. He knows there's no reason to suffer, and that satisfies him. I suppose John was never nervous in his life. He laughs at me so about this wallpaper.
No, I won't let you have your way, you silly goose. If we'd taken the room downstairs, you'd be seeing faces in the chin straight.
Not faces. Look at that spot, John. And that one over there.
Yes, I see. It's a repeating pattern.
It's a broken neck with two bulging eyes staring at me upside down.
And to me, it's a climbing ivy or some kind of a vine. Take your choice. Could be anything. Besides, I can't repaper a room just for a 3 months' rental.
Well, then let's move downstairs. Take me away from it. Don't you see? John, it hates me. I wish I'd get well faster.
Yes, use your will and your good sense.
I'm afraid.
But you're so much better.
When I married you, I meant to be such a help, and I'm only a burden.
You are a help to me. You're my comfort.
I can't even be with my baby. It makes me so nervous. Will I ever be well enough to see him again?
Of course you'll be well, if you try.
And I'll try, I promise. From now on, I won't look at the wallpaper, and I'll stop seeing things out of the windows.
Out the windows?
I see people walking up and down the paths and in the arbors. I know it's silly, and it's only in certain lights when I look at the wallpaper from the bed that I see.
See what?
Nothing. Nothing. No, you're right. There's nothing except a pattern.
A front pattern and an under pattern in a different shade of yellow. It dwells in my mind so. I lie on that great immovable bed. It's nailed down, I believe, and follow that pattern about by the hour. And then where it isn't faded, when the sun is just so, I see a strange, faint, formless sort of figure lurking, waiting behind that front design. I don't know why I should write like this day after day. I don't want to. I don't feel able. And I know John would think it absurd, but I must express what I feel and think in some way. It's such a relief. There are things in that wallpaper that nobody knows about but me. You know, there's a woman stooping down and creeping about behind that pattern. Last night it was moonlight and the moon shines in all around just as the sun does. John was asleep and I hated to waken him, so I kept still and watched the moonlight on the wall till I felt creepy. The woman behind the paper began to shake the pattern as if she wanted to get out. I got up softly and went and felt the paper to see if it did move. It moved! It moved, I'm sure of it. And the poor woman cried out as though her voice came a long way over water.
What is it, darling? Why are you up? Well, you shouldn't go walking around like that. You'll catch cold.
The moonlight woke me.
You are cold. You're shivering.
John, I'm not really getting better. Won't you take me away?
Lisa will be up in 3 weeks, darling. I don't see how we can leave before then. Of course, if you were in any danger, I would. But you really are better, dear, whether you see it or not. I'm a doctor, and I know.
Oh, my appetite may be better in the evening when you're here, but it's worse in the morning when you're gone.
Why, you're gaining flesh and color.
I don't weigh a bit more, not even as much.
Well, bless your little heart. You shall be as sick as you please. But let's go to sleep, huh? And talk about it in the morning.
You won't go, eh?
How can I, dear? And why should I, since you're better?
Better in body, perhaps, but...
Darling, for my sake and your sake and for the sake of our child, I beg you not to let that idea enter your head. Not for an instant. Can't you trust me as a doctor when I tell you it's a false and foolish idea? Answer me, darling. Don't you trust me?
Yes, of course I trust you, only...
What?
I'm sleepy. Let's go to sleep.
But I didn't sleep. I lay there for hours trying to decide if the front pattern and the back pattern moved together or separately. At night, in the moonlight, the front pattern becomes bars. And the woman behind it shakes the bars. Yes, she shakes the bars as she creeps around. I lie down ever so much now. John says it's good for me and to sleep all I can. But you see, I don't sleep. And that cultivates deceit, for I don't tell them I'm awake. Oh, no. Fact is, I'm getting a little afraid of John. He seems very odd sometimes, and it strikes me that perhaps it's the yellow wallpaper. I like this room now. And life is much more exciting than it used to be. I have something more to expect, to look forward to watch. And I really do eat better, and I'm quieter than I was. John is pleased to see me improve.
You see? You're flourishing like a weed in spite of your wallpaper.
Yes. In spite of the wallpaper. In spite of it. Because of it. But I had no intention of telling him that. He might want to take me away, and I don't want to leave now until I found out. There's 1 week more, and I think that will be enough. There's a funny mark on the wall low down near the mopboard. A streak that runs around the room, goes behind every piece of furniture except the bed.
A long, straight, even smudge as if it had been rubbed over and over and over. How was it done? Who did it? What did they do? Round and round. Round and round. Round. It makes me dizzy. Discovered something at last. There are a great many women behind the pattern, and sometimes only one, and she creeps around fast, and her creeping shakes the pattern. She's trying to climb through and can't because the pattern strangles everything. But she does get out in the daytime, I know because I've seen her. When a car comes, she hides in the blackberry vines. I don't blame her. I'd hide too. I always lock the door when I creep by daylight. Only 2 days left to tear this paper off and let the woman out in the room. And John's beginning to take notice. I don't like the look in his eyes or the way he talks with Jenny about me. I overheard them.
She isn't sleeping nice, Jenny. She's quiet, but I know she's awake.
Well, it's little wonder she sleeps the whole blessed day.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to call in another doctor.
No, it's just stubbornness, John. She's determined to prove you're wrong.
I suppose you're right. Oh, I'm sure she'll improve. Oh, darling.
Well, hello, Ted. How you creep about? Well, that's a funny thing to say, Jenny. It isn't I who creeps.
Jenny says you stay in your room too much. You don't take your exercise.
You tell me to rest and then you tell me to take exercise. I can't do both.
Well,
though I can't see through them.
Tomorrow's our last day here. We'll talk about exercise when I get you back to town.
I'll have to rouse you out of bed pretty early, Pet. You know, some of that furniture up there belongs downstairs, and the movers will be here at 9.
Maybe you'll sleep upstairs tonight, Jenny, so you won't be alone, darling.
You won't be here tonight, John?
Well, not until tomorrow evening. There's a difficult case.
If you're going to feel lonesome... Oh, no, Jenny, I'll rest better alone, I'm sure of it. Thank you all the same. That was clever of me. The sly thing. I won't be alone a bit. As soon as the moon shone in, the poor thing behind the paper began to crawl and shake the pattern. I ran to her. I pulled, and she shook. I shook, and she pulled. And that morning, we peeled off yards and yards of yellow wallpaper, a strip about as high as my head and half around the room. When Jenny came up in the morning, she looked at the wall in amazement. You know why I did it, Jenny? Just to spite the vicious thing. Why are you so surprised?
Oh, I'm not. Why, I wouldn't mind doing it myself. But you mustn't tire yourself, Pet.
She wouldn't mind doing it.
Why don't you come downstairs and lie down?
How she betrayed herself, that Jenny. She wouldn't mind doing it. But I'm here and no person touches this paper but me. Not alive. I've locked the door and thrown the key down into the front path. I don't want anybody to come in till John comes. I want to surprise him. And I've got a rope up here. Even Jenny doesn't know that. If the woman gets out from behind the pattern and tries to run away, I can tie her securely to one of the rings in the wall.
The conclusion of Suspense, The Yellow Wallpaper, starring Agnes Moorehead, from July 29, 1948. The conclusion comes up following these important words. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden in Maine Friday laying out his efforts to bring back American manufacturing and create jobs. While speaking from a textile factory in Auburn, Maine, Biden said he wants the U.S. to lead the world in manufacturing again and export American products.
We used to be rated to have the number one best infrastructure in the world. Now we're number 13. China used to be beyond 13 and now they're number 2 or 3. What's going on here?
The president issued an executive order aimed at boosting domestic manufacturing of new inventions. The number of alcohol-related deaths among women are surging in the U.S. That's according to a new study published Friday in JAMA Network Open. The death rate for women jumped almost 15% each year from 2018 to 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Tuning into Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Now the conclusion of Suspense, The Yellow Wallpaper, starring Agnes Moorehead, from July 29th, 1948.
There, see how the pattern moves, like wallowing in seaweed. Oh, it'll strangle her unless I help. Wait, I'll help you. I'll peel off the paper all I can. Wait, be patient. You into that pool. Oh, it sticks horribly to this plastic thing. I think I got it with my teeth. Oh, it hurts. I'm getting it. Wait, just a little bit more. I'm getting it. I wonder if they all came out of the wallpaper as I did. I think they did. But I have you securely tied by my rope now. You'll never get away. But I don't want to get away. It's so pleasant to be out in this great room to creep about as I please. It's so pleasant. But I suppose I'll have to get back behind the pattern when night comes. That will be hard to do. Well, it's better than going outside. I won't go outside, even if Jenny asks me to. For outside, I have to creep on the ground where everything is green instead of yellow. And here, I can creep smoothly on the floor. She's coming now.
Darling, open the door. Do you hear me? Open the door.
Oh, it's John at the door.
Open the door, darling. Open it, please, dear.
No, he doesn't come and shout. No use, Dr. John. You can't open it.
Open it, do you hear me, dear? Open it! Jenny, bring me the
axe. Oh, no, he'll break down that beautiful door. John, dear, the key's down in front of the house under a plantain leaf.
Please, my darling,
it's down by the front door, John.
Open the door, for heaven's sake, open
it! I can't. The key's downstairs, John. It's under a plantain leaf by the front steps. It's under a plantain leaf, John. Go and see. You'll find it if you look. You'll find it. There. She's gone to look. The wallpaper has stopped laughing. The evil thing. Now I can creep slowly, smoothly on the floor. Round and round, round and round and round. And my shoulder just fits into that long smudge on the wall, so I can't lose my way. Oh, he's coming back. He's running on the stairs. How astonished he will be.
Dear, what is it? What's happened?
I've got out at last, John.
Out?
Yes, out in spite of you and Jenny. I pulled down the paper. I shook the pattern and pushed and pulled it down. It stuck horribly. But you'll never put me back. You'll never put me back. You're so pale, John. Why do you close your eyes? You are. Watch how swiftly I creep around in this lovely yellow room. Fainted? Now why should that man have fainted? But he did. And right across my path by the wall, so that I have to creep over him every time. Round and round.
And now here again is Miss Agnes Moorehead.
It's always a great pleasure for me to appear on Suspense. I've thoroughly enjoyed this appearance this evening. And next week, when I turn listener again, I'll join the rest of you to welcome Mr. Charles Lawton's return to these microphones in a role written especially for him. Next week, then, An Honest Man, starring Charles Lawton, on
Suspense. Thank you.
Agnes Moorhead may soon be seen in the Warner Brothers production, Johnny Belinda. Tonight's suspense play was adapted for radio by Sylvia Richards from an original story by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. Music was composed by Lucian Morawick and conducted by Lud Gluskin. The entire production was under the direction of Anton M. Leader. Next Thursday, same time, you will hear Mr. Charles Lawton in An Honest Man.
From July 29, 1948, suspense on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, another episode of the soap opera Claudia, July 29th, 1948.
And now, Claudia.
Claudia, stop tapping your foot. You're getting me nervous.
Oh, am I tapping my foot? I didn't know. Mom, I'm starting to feel stood up.
Well, then why don't you sit down on that suitcase?
I feel stood up, sitting down. I wonder where David is.
He'll be along any minute.
Not so far from here to the garage. He shouldn't be taking this long.
Oh, leave that poor boy alone, Claudia.
I feel kind of silly standing around on the sidewalk with all this stuff strewn around.
Since when do you get embarrassed?
Oh, I'm not embarrassed. I just feel silly.
That's nothing new.
Baby doesn't seem to mind. Look, Mommy, he's sound asleep in his carriage. Think in a couple of hours we'll be back on the farm.
If David ever gets here from the garage.
Leave the poor boy alone, Mama.
Really, you are impossible.
It's one thing for you to say something. It's quite another thing for me to say it.
That is a brilliant observation.
On second thought, we don't have so much stuff to bring back, do we?
Your second thought is wrong. I still think we should have hired a truck.
Oh, nonsense. David's wonderful at packing cars. He'll be able to fit everything in with room left over.
That I will have to see.
You will, you will. Hey, what's in that little box over there?
That little box?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I better open it to make sure we want it with us.
Don't you touch it.
Why not?
It belongs to me.
Since when are you so private?
Since always. Though I get little chance.
Oh, tell me what's in it.
I will not. And that's final.
I'll see if I care. Say, what about the baby's bottle? He's due to have it in about, half an hour.
It's nestling in the carriage right beside him. I have it wrapped up so it won't get too cold.
Mama, you're so brilliant. You act as though you had experience with lots more babies than just me. You sure you didn't?
You were all the experience I needed.
There's David now. Yoo-hoo!
Claudia.
Yoo-hoo!
Who sees you?
Hi.
Everything ready, darling?
Everything's been ready for half an hour. It's about time you got here.
I break my neck, and this is the thanks I get.
Pay no attention to her, David.
Claudia, why is it we always have more stuff when we leave a place and when we arrive there?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, we came to Mama 3 weeks ago with it was just a couple of valises. And now, look.
Well, we've acquired a few things.
We certainly have.
Can't help that.
A few things. It looks like you've been acquired a whole department store.
I suppose you'd like me to leave them behind.
Mm-hmm. That would help.
I suppose you'd like to leave the baby behind since we've acquired him since we've been in New York, too.
Oh, that would help even more.
Stop quibbling, children. Let's get started.
Don't quibble.
What's in this big box? Ouch. Filled with rocks.
Rocks? What would I be carrying rocks to Connecticut for? Our place is full of rocks.
This is no time for whimsy. What's in this?
That is mine, and no questions will be answered.
Mom has a secret.
It's about time. What's in this crate?
Oh, just a few books I received since the hospital.
If I thought you'd ever read them, I wouldn't mind so much. And there's an idea.
What?
For lugging them back to Eastbrook, I'm going to make you read every single one of these.
Honestly, Mama, what gets into men?
They don't like bundles.
But that's half the point of traveling.
Maybe it'd be simpler to pack up the car and carry this stuff.
Very funny.
I dread to think of repeating this process at the other end.
Oh, it won't be so bad.
Undressing's always easier than dressing.
Now, let's see.
Now, I suggest you stop grumbling and get going.
Hmm.
We'd be in Eastbrook already if you weren't making such a fuss.
I wonder where we can fit in the baby carriage.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me take the baby out of
here. Give him to me. Now, here you are, skeezix. You go to your grandmother. Can't imagine why, but she wants you. Don't you dare open your mouth.
Or else. Well, maybe I should take out the back seat and put the carriage in there.
Back?
No, the baby carriage.
Won't it fit in the trunk?
Now, what do you think?
I guess it won't. Too many wheels.
I'll have to put the valise in the trunk. How many are there?
Only 5. 3 big, 2 small.
Is that all?
That's all. Listen, David, if we didn't have to take the spare tire, we'd have room.
Don't you dare even suggest it. Haven't you learned your lesson?
All right, all right, all right. I was only trying to help.
The carriage won't fit in there. I'll have to put it in the back, and then the 4 of us will have to sit in the front.
Good thing the baby isn't grown up yet.
It is.
You know, I think we ought to stand the little one up on the side, and the 3 big ones can go one on top of the other, and then the little one
get
can
go on...
Get
away from me. Get away from me.
I don't know why you can't bear to have some good advice.
Get away.
What about tying the carriage on top of the car, you know, like skis?
Oh, great, great.
David, I have an idea.
You too, Mama.
You can put all the coats and small boxes in the carriage.
Yes.
Then we can put the boxes and... Oh, no. I guess it wouldn't work.
Of course, we could send the car up by itself, and then we could take the train.
I wouldn't mind. Oh, but think how all the other people on the road would feel, seeing a car on the road with nobody driving it.
No. Let me get these valises in. I feel like an Armenian peddler standing here on the sidewalk with all these boxes around.
You look like a peddler. You are mean, but that's the only Armenian thing about you.
No, yeah, men don't appreciate jokes at a time like this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not this way. This one's too tall.
Lay it sideways.
Shut up.
Mama, listen to how he talks to me.
I don't blame him.
I'll try and get the carriage in the car, darling.
I just can't bear to part with anything.
David, don't look around now, but there's a man watching you.
Probably fascinated at how henpecked a man can be.
It's like a sidewalk engineer to me. He's coming over. See you, David. Here.
Say, look. Just a suggestion, my friend.
Yes?
Now, wait a minute, look. Why not prop the 2 little suitcases on their sides in the corner? Then the 3 large ones will sit in the center.
Yeah, I've tried that, but they don't fit.
Doesn't?
No.
Well, what do you know? That's very strange. Very strange indeed.
My wife went to great lengths to choose them so they wouldn't.
Oh, married, huh?
Yes, I'm married, and I'm trying not to lose my temper.
You moving today?
Yes, we're moving.
You're very fortunate to find another apartment.
Well, we haven't found another apartment.
You haven't?
Hello, David. How are you doing?
Terrible.
Oh, darling, I don't think the carriage is going to fit in the back either.
No.
Did you say you were moving, but you haven't found another apartment?
Yes, that's exactly what I said. Ah, this one fits in sideways better.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. Oh, because now there's no room for the leather bag.
Well, how about propping it up with some...
Please, darling, please.
Well, then why are you moving?
Because I like packing the car.
Oh, wait a minute. Nothing to get sore at. Now, you're moving without a new place?
If you must have an answer, we've been evicted.
David!
Evicted? You mean evicted?
That's what happened.
Evicted, huh?
Oh, David, wasn't it terrible?
Yes, turned out of our apartment. Forced to leave suddenly. Made to pack all our belongings into the car and move.
Well, you know, that's one of the most terrible things I've ever heard of. What happened? You say you were evicted.
We had a baby and the landlord... Well, need I say more?
He was so hard-hearted about it.
A poor, harmless little boy. There he is in his poor old grandmother's arm.
Evicted? What do you know about that?
Yes, she has to move, too.
Don't let Mommy hear you talking about her like that.
Okay, well, this is one of the most terrible stories I've ever heard. Say, look here. Have you called the authorities?
What good would it do? If it's this kind of a world where families have to be turned out into the street, well, that's the kind of a world it is. Come on, Claudia, hand me the little suitcase. We'll try to find a home for it, too.
I ought to throw it at you.
Are you sure there isn't some way I can help? Anything I can do to help?
No, now don't worry about it. There's nothing you can do except, well, it's nice to have met you.
You know, I think you're all very courageous.
Well, we really don't have very much to be courageous about, but...
Are you sure I can't do anything to help?
I'm sure. We'll get along some way.
So, you know, I've got a suggestion. If you put the big fat one on the bottom, it might fit a lot better that way.
Well, thanks.
Aren't you ashamed?
No, I'm not ashamed.
You ought to be pulling that man's leg like that, strumming on his heartstrings.
He turned out to be pretty nice. I can't stand sidewalk kibitzers. Say, it does go in the way he said. What do you know?
When are we going to get underway? It's almost time for the baby's bottle.
Let the baby wait. It's time he did his share. There. I guess this is as good as I can get the back of the car. We'll put this one under your foot.
So no grass will grow.
Now I'll get the carriage in. The coats and boxes will be all set.
You see, it hasn't been so bad.
Just a little wide.
Don't scrape the paint off.
That's the least of my worries. There. Now the coats and the boxes. Claudia.
Yeah?
Claudia, get in front and take the baby. Mommy, you get next to her and close the door quickly so nothing falls out.
So bossy. Hand me the baby, Mama.
Here he is, Claudia. Move over and make room for me.
Now, take a deep breath, Mama.
Well, here we are. All on our way to Eastbrook.
I can hardly believe it.
Now, David. You less grumpy now that everything's fit into the car? I knew it would.
I never have been grumpy. Now move over. Make room for me.
I moved over as far as I can move over. It's your son. He's so fat.
At last. I hope the tires hold out.
Wouldn't it be funny if we had to unpack the car to get the spare tire out?
I apologize for her, David. She has a misplaced sense of humor.
Are we all set?
All set. Wait a minute, David. Don't start the car.
What's the matter now?
The black frying pan.
What about it?
I have to go upstairs and get it.
You what?
I left it in Mama's stove. David, it's the most wonderful frying pan in the whole world for bacon. I'll only be a second.
We're going to Eastbrook without the black frying pan.
You can't. It's such a gorgeous frying
pan. It's black and dirty.
It is not.
It just looks dirty because it's black, but it's clean.
Now I'll buy you a new one.
It's not the same thing. It takes years and years to train a black frying pan. It's like antique.
Then we'll have to do without it.
You are heartless. David, please, let me get out of the car and get it, please.
What do I do now, Mrs.?
Pay no attention to her. Just start the car and let's be on our way.
Oh, the two of you. You have no understanding.
I have understanding. The black frying pan is in that heavy box. I was a little embarrassed to say so, but I wouldn't go a step without it either.
Oh, Mama, now I love you as much as the frying pan.
And Mrs. Brown, you have no idea how I love you. Well, let's go.
It's no accident that Coca-Cola has become such a favorite with young people. It belongs with friendly occasions. It's delicious and wholesome. And it only costs a nickel a bottle. Why not have your grocer put a case of Coke in the car this afternoon? With Coke on Ice, the young people in your house can play host to their friends in great style. That makes them feel good, and it makes you feel good, too.
Say, my friend, did those people really have a place to go?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. A rather nice place at that. They'll be getting to their farm tomorrow.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear it. Did the gentleman get all those pieces of his puzzle put together?
Just about. They left a minute ago.
Oh. I'd like to have seen how he packed the car. Didn't think he could do it. I got the same job coming up. The wife and I are going off for 2 weeks.
Well, I wish you a pleasant vacation.
Thanks, friend. It'll be okay if the little woman doesn't pack too many duds. Well, so long.
Well, so long, and thanks for your help. If all goes well, we'll hear the big arrival home tomorrow. Till then, as I was about to say, every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir.
From July 29th, 1948, the soap opera Claudia here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. A very gentle show compared to a number of the other soap operas we brought you here on the program. Gives you an idea. It's just kindness worked well, at least it did for Coca-Cola and for the local Coca-Cola bottlers. It was syndicated on transcription discs, that's why we've got all of them, and went out to individual radio stations for their local dealing and their local airing on stations. Claudia, July 29, 1948, here on Classic Radio Theater. Please thank this station. Support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time you roll around here on your favorite station. Now, if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a single show. Our shows are available anytime on demand through my webpage, which is classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. There you can stream the shows, learn more about classic radio collecting. You can find a list of all the places you can get copies of our shows, all the various podcast apps. And you can also contact me. And if you like what we do, if you'd like to throw us a couple of pennies, you can buy me a copy there at classicradio.stream. All that money gets plowed back into acquiring new shows. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.